Parde Ke Piche, a podcast dedicated to exploring Indian cinema through a critical lens.
I'm your host, Risa Faruqi.
And I'm Ankur Desai. Ooh. And today we'll be discussing top five films of 2019.
Yeah, I guess we'll start off by saying Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
This was the easiest episode to do because...
Yeah, compiling lists.
And it's fun. I mean, the last few episodes have been more like a theoretical, critical look, for sure. Historical look, but now we just wanted to do something a bit more fun. Yeah, but I don't know about you, Ankur. This was very hard for me to create a top five list for 2019.
For me too. I think it was... Yeah, it was really difficult to find... five Bollywood films,
yeah.
And it was
it was not a great year for Bollywood.
No, it was not. Usually it's, I think last year, like 2018, was a little easier, and there were a lot of like standouts, I think, mm-hmm. in Bollywood alone, yeah. Let alone like Indian cinema in general.
Yeah,
but this time around it was really tough to get five, which you would think five would be easy.
But... Originally we said 10, but we're like, yeah. No. Yeah, but even like Anupama Chopra, like one of the top film critics in India, I was watching her like top five list, and mm-hmm. even she said, yeah, this was not a great year.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. Like, I think for me, the reason why it wasn't a great year was a lot of them focused on like... Indian nationalism,
mm-hmm.
like you had Yuri and War and mm-hmm. those kind of films, and it's weird because like those were like, yeah, India, but then India currently has been going through a lot, like the Kashmir shutdown,
mm-hmm.
The current protest about CAA, the re-election of Modi.
Yeah,
so it's weird, like, all these films are like, yeah, India, whatever. It's like Bollywood hasn't really, I don't know, clued in yet to what's going on. Or, like, not they're not willing to, like, really touch on those subjects.
You can say that they're either not cluing in or they're just being propaganda to the Indian government.
Yeah, there was a film about Modi, I think, that came out.
Yeah, that's right. Like, Vivek Oberoi's movie came out last year. And that was just... you could say a biography, or you could say like a pure propaganda project from the BJP.
Yeah.
And I remember like there was a huge controversy about that movie being released very close to the election day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think the Supreme Court rightfully said that you should probably wait some time before releasing it, mm-hmm. because it can skew people's perception of Modi and like who he actually is, what his policies are and whatnot. So, but not even just movies too, like even there was a mini series, like a web series based on his life.
Oh, really?
And yeah, there was so much stuff. And again, like movies like Uri that were about the Indian army attacks and the surgical strikes and whatnot. And yeah, it makes you wonder like where the heads are in terms of Bollywood.
Yeah,
like, they're trying to appease like the Indian publics, because clearly right now a lot of people are not happy.
Yeah. And understandably.
Of course, yeah, of course. Yeah.
So like I'm hoping 2020 brings about more stronger, braver films, and maybe like, you know, streaming sites. Like I found a lot of those films or TV shows or series, I mean, are more interesting to watch, mm-hmm. and innovative, because they don't have that necessarily that restriction of like the censor board or Modi Modi government. But regardless, we're here to talk about 2019. So we made our list, just the top five in general. I don't think they're numbered per se.
No.
But it looks like except for one film
each,
yeah, and one film each, we have four of the same films on our list, so we're gonna start with Dream Girl.
तुम्हारी अम्मा ने कितने बर्तवास करके एक लड़का पैदा करो और तुम सीता बन जाते हो राधा बन जाते हो तुम्हें मालूम नहीं है हम पे कितना लोन है
आप भी तो ब्लड बैंक छोड़कर हर एक बैंक से लोन ले रखो
जब आए तेरी याद मुड़ के जाती नहीं
मिडिल क्लास होते ही फर्स्ट क्लास हो क्रोशे का काम भी जानता हूँ स्वेटर पर नाश्ता हूँ मोर बना सकता हूँ माँ बनने के अलावा कुछ भी कर सकता हूँ एक बार ट्राई करके देखिए
माँ बनने का
जो आपका
हेलो मैं पूजा बोल रही हूँ क्या हुआ आवाज अच्छी नहीं लगी लगी ना तो करना बातें और भी अच्छी लगी मेरे इमरान हाशमी
द फर्स्ट फिल्म आई थिंक वी बोथ सीम टू लाइक वाज ड्रीम गर्ल स्टारिंग आयुष्मान खुराना एंड नुसरत भरूचा अनु कपूर मनजोत सिंह अभिषेक बैनर्जी विजय राज एंड निधि बिष्ट and a slew of character actors who are kind of like populating the middle class comedies these days. You see them all the time in movies like Bareilly Ki Barfi, Shubh Mangal Savdhan, Bala, of course. Yeah. So, yeah.
This film is about a man, Karamveer, who he gets a job at one of those like late night phone sex call centers because he's has this really weird ability to like impersonate a woman's voice and it even sounds like a whole different person but because of that he garners a big following and you know crazy antics happen and all that but this is a Ayushman Khurrana film and the guy's like a genre in his own yeah. I feel like if you know he's in a film you know generally what kind of film you're walking into.
Yeah, definitely think he's carved out a little niche for himself mm-hmm. or like his own identity in terms of the star appeal, which is like these middle class comedy of manners
yeah.
movies, and they're really funny, they're really incisive about the sociology and the socio-political
mm-hmm.
Nature of India right now. So
and deals with it in sort of this comedic way mm-hmm. so it touches a greater public than like the upper class necessarily. What did you like about this film?
Yeah, Michael? Definitely. Again, this is like why I like Ayushman Khurrana so much is that he's very likable. He's very like a star power, but he also makes these movies that are about middle class, and he gets it so right. And I think that's probably because of his upbringing, being a regular kid from New Delhi and growing up that way, he knows how to act and how to present it in an actor way. So, and again, this is like, these movies aren't necessarily realistic to like, in terms of like somebody like Jim Jarmusch or even Satyajit Ray.
Yeah.
But there's still a sense of comedy. The comedy is really like based in realism. And that's what I really like about it. And the jokes are really great, the chemistry between the actors, especially Ayushman Khurrana and his friend Manjot Smiley Dhillon was played by Manjot Singh.
I gotta say, I love the shirts he wore.
Yeah.
The one, there was like the, what was it, Jati Bacardi?
Yeah.
Shirt. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a great shirt.
Yeah.
That was a good point for you. Sure. I totally agree with you. Like, the film, the social issues that he touches on, you don't see it really in kind of other films. I enjoyed the film. There were parts of it that were a little strange for me. Like, there was this one person, I don't want to spoil it, but later on in the film who like attempts suicide and it's like kind of just brushed off. And it was like, okay, like I know it's a comedy, but also that's.
These films aren't necessarily like 100% woke.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, exactly.
Or just like perfect movies.
Yeah, and like none of the female characters really have any sort of role to play other than moving, I guess, Ayushman's character forward in his journey. Exactly. But all in all, I appreciated the film and what he was trying to get to, which is like loneliness, I suppose, amongst people. I thought it was really good. What was your favorite part of the film?
My favorite part of the movie is it comes like right at the end of the movie, kind of like almost at the end, where right when Ayushman Khurrana's dad, Jagjit Singh, played by Anoop Kapoor, he finds out, well, he's been calling the sex line and been talking to this one girl, and he thinks he's in love with her and she's in love with him, and he finds out that she's Muslim and he's Hindu, so obviously it's not going to work out. So instead of like cutting his losses and like moving on with his life, he decides to convert to Islam. Yeah. And there's like this huge thing, and it really made me laugh because it was so like sad,
yeah,
and so like funny at the same time. Like, he doesn't get the hint that A, this person isn't real, and this person doesn't want to be with them. You can say that's taps into like the mentality of certain men or like men in India about like their right to a woman or a right to a partner. And this one like flips it on its head because it's like, how do you not see this guy's like the saddest, most pathetic person?
Yeah, he was a pretty pathetic character. I wish they touched on this more, but I suppose like this is India, so it's hard to, but they don't specify it, but there's like a queer character who like calls in you assume she is. It's more like she's like, oh, I just need a friend.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would have been interesting, like, if that was touched upon a bit more. Because, yeah, loneliness, I suppose, especially for queer people, India is a big thing. But I appreciated that it was in there, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
In whatever.
I remember that character not being like, her character is very stereotypical. It's very like
bossy
and like rude and obnoxiously rude. But I felt like her character was at least acknowledging that a queer presence in India and a queer presence in terms of like being lonely and needing companionship.
Yeah.
So it was really touching.
Yeah, so that was Dream Girl.
इस इंस्टीट्यूट के जो सबसे बड़े वाले निकम्मे हैं वो H4 में पाए जाते हैं।
अरे चाचा, हमारी दाढ़ से ना तिहाड़ हिल जाता है, ये वस्तुपुर क्या चीज़ है?
वाह बेटा, लगता है तुम गू खा के ही मानोगे।
रात को प्यासे जवानी बोले कहाँ को मारा?
इसीलिए तो आया हूँ तेरे पास, बुझा दे मेरी प्यास।
Okay, the next one on our list was Chichor. I'll be honest, I didn't know this word. Chichor. Chichor. Say with me.
Chichor.
So I didn't know this word before watching the film.
Really?
I did not know it.
It's like a very common like.
Yeah. Word. I guess I never came across it, but I suppose it's like flippant, I guess. Yeah.
Scoundrelish.
I don't know.
Troublemaker.
Anyways. So, the film's directed by Nitish Tiwari. He made Dangal. It's about a middle-aged divorcee, Anirudh, who's played by
Sushant Singh Rajput.
That man. Whose son attempts to commit suicide because of the intense pressures of failing his exam results and being deemed a loser, quote-unquote. The son's placed in a coma, but his condition starts deteriorating, so Sushant's character starts to recount stories of his college days to reinstill some hope in his son. And he's joined by his ex-wife Maya, played by Shraddha Kapoor, and his school friends, who have great names, Sexa, Acid, Mummy, Derek and Bevtha, and they join him and recount these stories. So the film jumps from the past to the present. To me, it was like what I wanted Student of the Year to be. Like a good student, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was literally Student of the Year, but better.
Yeah.
Take notes, Karan Johar. But I really liked this film. I went into it with low expectations. A, because I didn't know what the title meant. B, I was just like, I don't know. But I enjoyed it. It was like, to me, it was like two things. This like nostalgia for the old hostel college days, and then also this greater issue of like the stress of exams and like being successful in life or whatever, which is a big thing in India and most like Asian countries
for sure. I think that surprised me about the movie, because I didn't know. I knew about the movie through Nitish Tiwari because he did Dangal, and I really liked that movie, and I was really interested in seeing a movie about college days, and it looked like a movie that was going to be in the past and the present based on the poster alone, because it features like both characters, I mean the same characters in the past and the present. So I was really interested in what the story was or like how they're going to do it, and I was genuinely surprised at like where the movie went in terms of story, in terms of characters, in terms of like representing the past, all these things. And I really came out laughing and just loving this movie so much.
It really reminded me of like my parents, and then when they get together with their school friends and talk about the old days and you know, getting into all these crazy stuff, you know, in your hostel or whatever. It was really organic and not like, it wasn't like student of the year that was like, oh, glossy, and like no one in real life does any of that. But that's why I really like the film, especially when dealing with things like suicide and depression and all that. I think melodrama, like Bollywood melodrama, does a disservice to dealing with those issues. So I'm glad this film didn't take that route and dealt with it in like a really real manner and like you can really relate to.
For sure. I think the one aspect that I really loved was how it depicted the friendships between each character.
Yeah, they felt really real.
Yeah, exactly. And even the story within the story, which is that the hostel kids are facing off in this year of end of the year, like sports championship thing. This, even though it's like a very heightened experience of it, you really believed it, like it mattered to them and it matters to you as an audience, like these guys should win. And usually these types of movies, you see it and you kind of go, oh my god, you kind of roll your eyes at it and you don't believe it, whereas with this time I'm just like, oh, this is actually believable. And you really realize that because the characters were participating in the sports championship are so real. So yeah, it was really well done, I'd say.
Yeah, the dialogue was really good. And I really enjoyed seeing Pratik Babbar again. He played the main antagonist in like the competing hostel. But yeah, it's been a while to see him, so he did a good job.
मैं और तुम इन्हें दिखाई ही नहीं देते. हम कभी हरिजन हो जाते हैं, कभी बहुजन हो जाते हैं, बस जन नहीं बन पा रहे हैं कि जनगण मन में हमारी भी गिनती हो जाए. इंसाफ की भीख मत मांगो, बहुत मांग चुके.
कजन थी दोनों लड़कियां, दोनों में संबंध था, दोनों के बाप मिलकर लटका दिए.
तीसरी बच्ची का है?
है? हाँ सर, उसका कुछ पता नहीं चल रहा.
ये भी दलित है क्या?
तुम्हें एक हीरो चाहिए अदिति.
हीरो नहीं चाहिए यार, बस ऐसे लोग चाहिए जो हीरो का वेट ना करें.
The next film.
Next film is Article 15, a completely opposite film compared to the last two ones we just discussed. A really heavy police investigation drama centered around the rape and murder of a Dalit girl and
two Dalit
girls, and the sort of investigation into what happened to them and why it happened, starring Ayushman Khurrana, who really kind of changes, because we just discussed how he's carved out a niche for himself in terms of like the middle class comedy dramas, and now he's doing this really serious and really timely film about caste politics and gender. And this is a, I'd say, a pretty bleak film all throughout.
Yeah, I was really uncomfortable watching it, which you should feel.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's what the Anubhav Sena, the director, really was going for.
Yeah.
Like, from the really beginning, you realize it's about the caste discrimination. For those who don't know, Article 15 of the Constitution says discrimination is prohibited based on grounds of religion, race, caste, sex, or place of birth. This specific film is in regards to caste. And I guess it's inspired by real life events.
Yeah, I mean, as of late, hate crimes have gone up due to, like, the Hindu nationalism rising in India. And there have been, I mean, this has been going on forever. Like, it's just a new thing. But the movie definitely, like, taps into the modern sense of, like, okay, why are so many Dalit women and men being murdered?
Yeah.
And why are the people who are committing these crimes not being prosecuted? Mm-hmm. And it's all related to politics in terms of caste, gender, and just, like, again, a very bleak film. But I think it's a very timely film, so...
I like the opening of the film. It starts off with him driving to this small UP town, whatever it is. And there's the Bob Dylan song playing. And you know, like, immediately what type of guy he is. He's this, like, upper-class St. Stephen's College graduate who, like, is more comfortable listening to English songs and, like, speaking English versus Hindi. And he's, like, woke, but not woke, as you find out a bit later on. But immediately the film, like, makes you realize it's about, like, what it's kind of about, because the car stops and he's like, can I have some water? And the two people next to him don't want to go buy water because it's, like, a lower caste selling it. And yeah, like, I love that it's from the eyes of Vaishuman's character, because it's supposed to, I guess, like, the audience is supposed to kind of take on that character. And I think most people who'd watch the film would be, like, from that upper class, highly educated group who don't really realize what's going on, or, like, they're woke but not really aware.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the politics of this movie, I think it's not perfect at all, because it's not as revolutionary as people said it is, but I think it's definitely taps into the privileges of upper caste men who see themselves, or just upper caste people who see themselves as woke, or they understand what's happening to lower caste and lower class people, but they're not really that aware. And that's also related to privilege and where you're born, where you live, where you've gotten your education. So yeah, that's what I really liked about the movie. I definitely think it's a movie you should watch in terms of trying to understand or get a primer on why, on the caste system in India.
And, like, how you can't, it's hard to really do anything about it.
Yeah.
That's what made it such an uncomfortable watch for me. There was this one scene, it was my favorite scene from the film.
What's the issue of this temple? दलित एंटर नहीं कर सकते क्या?
जी सर.
किसने किया है? कोई आइडेंटिफाई हुआ?
मांझी के आश्रम के लड़के हैं सर.
कौन है मांझी?
सर मांझी मांझी हैं.
ऊंची जात के?
ब्राह्मण है सर.
और ये जो लड़के हैं ये किस जाति के?
ये शेड्यूल कास्ट है सर.
ब्रह्मदत्त की क्या जाति है?
ठाकुर है सर.
अरे ठाकुर क्या होते हैं? मतलब ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य क्या होते हैं?
क्षत्रिय होते हैं सर.
तुम क्या हो?
हम जाट हैं. पहले नॉर्मल थे, अब ओबीसी हैं.
ओबीसी हो गया तुम्हारा? फिर आंदोलन क्या कर रहे हो?
हम थोड़े आंदोलन कर रहे हैं, वो तो हरियाणा वाला कर रहे हैं ना सर. हरियाणा के जाट अभी भी नॉर्मल हैं सर.
जाटव जी, आप दलित हैं ना?
जी सर.
मतलब इन लड़कों की और आपकी सेम जाति है?
नहीं 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 सर, मैं चमार हूँ, ये पासी हैं. हम लोग इनसे काफ़ी ऊपर आते हैं सर एस सी एस टी में. हमारा इनसे कोई लेना देना, इनका चूहा तुम खाते भी नहीं है सर।
जैसे मैं आपका चूहा नहीं खा सकता।
जी सर।
ठीक है, तुम क्या
हो? मैं कास्ट हूँ सर।
कास्ट क्या होता है
सर? हम डिफरेंट होते हैं, हम लोग चार वर्णों में नहीं आते।
मैं क्या हूँ?
आप ब्राह्मण है सर।
मतलब मैं और मोहन जी सेम?
अरे नहीं नहीं सर, वो कान ने कुछ ब्राह्मण है, वो सबसे टॉप वाले होते हैं। अब सर ही परी।
What the fuck is going on here?
Okay, sir.
It's like sort of comedic too when he's talking to his colleagues and mm-hmm. he's like, okay, so what caste are you guys all
yeah.
on? And then they all just really quickly answer and then they're like, this caste is different than this caste and this caste split up, but I'm higher than this caste. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what the fuck is going
yeah.
on?
It's like, yeah, that's like one of the better scenes in the movie because it's just, it really like unravels the kind of stupidity and like yeah. the complexity of the caste yeah. system
but
in
like
India.
How, like, because ingrained it is for
yeah,
people.
For sure. Ingrained in, and like even stuff like subcastes, because even in like a Brahmin, which is like the topmost class, there's still divisions in there too. Mm-hmm. And it's just funny for him to go, okay, I'm this type of, I'm like a, I can't remember what the exact name of his caste is, like something Brahmin. And he's like, okay, so can I go walk towards that village and talk to them? They're like, no, 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 you can't go talk to that temple because you're not that type of Brahmin.
It's like, what?
Yeah, so he's like, and he's just trying to do the like mental gymnastics or like the math equation of it mm-hmm. and figure out like, okay, so how do I get my job done
yeah.
if I'm this type of person? And that's like, again, like you said, it's a comedic scene in the movie, but it really gets into the
yeah, it's comedic but sad because mm-hmm. it's real, like people really believe this.
Oh, yeah,
and really
sure.
like and use it to discriminate mm-hmm. others. Yeah, it was a really good film. I thought it was gonna again become this like very melodramatic thing. I will say, and I didn't say this about Dreamgirl, but the one thing I did not like about Dreamgirl is the big sermon Ayushman has at
yeah.
the end. But yeah, like he always has to have some big like monologue on, I don't know, the social issue and the solution or whatever. But
yeah.
this film, like, there really is.
Yeah, it kind of navigates it better, I think.
Yeah, it navigates it better.
He does have, I think when you told me you watched the movie, you said that, oh, he does have a speech.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I didn't realize it as a speech as such.
Yeah.
Because it felt so right as a movie in terms of like the story of it. So, but yeah, it's definitely there, but I think it navigates it better compared
yeah.
to like Dreamgirl or Shubh Mangal Sawzan or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. This movie is directed by Anubhav Sinha, mm-hmm. who last year in 2018 did Mulk, which was a movie about discrimination faced against Muslims
mm-hmm.
and the prejudices against Muslims in India, which is, again, a very timely topic. And currently, Anubhav Sinha is like sort of being seen as like a very politically oriented filmmaker now, which is very interesting because when he came on to Bollywood, he made movies like Thus and Cash.
He made Thus?
Yeah, he made
Whoa,
Thus.
That's a Calgary classic.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know that. Oh,
yep.
Wow.
He,
what a trajectory.
And he also did Rawan. And
mm-hmm.
so all these, you know, like the Bollywood fare that we know and love,
yeah.
he does that. And now he's making like these very important films, very timely films. And they're also, yeah, they're just, it's just great to see that.
Yeah, I love that, like, he's really oriented and
mm-hmm.
started, I guess, talking about the issues
yeah.
that are so current in India. I love the cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
It was so moody and
yeah.
so dark. I think the DOP may not be from India.
No, I think, yeah, I think so.
Somewhere for, I don't know, but it was great. That was my only other comment
mm-hmm.
on the film.
Yeah, it definitely, like, reminds you of these new, like, detective TV shows,
yeah.
like True Detective
yeah,
and,
yeah,
like,
True Crime. Yeah, that's the thing. They, like, actually show, like, the spoiler, but,
mm-hmm.
like, the two girls who die or they're hung, they actually show it, which,
mm-hmm.
like, I feel most films would in India
yeah.
would, like, not show it,
no,
but they,
sure.
and it's, like, so gruesome.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's a shock. So yeah, that true crime sort mm-hmm. of aspects there. This film is both on our lists mm-hmm. and I think both of our favorite films of the year.
Yes, sure. I'd say it's like...
Okay, this is Gully Boy.
ये गली की बारात नहीं तेरी कोई औकात नहीं इस जंग में
अंजा मेरा चेला तुझे बहुत कुछ सिखाना है मेरा रैप सुन के तेरी बंदी बोले ओ ये तो मेरा वाला गाना है
ये टी-शर्ट है नली इलाका ये मेरा गो बैक टू योर गली कुछ है क्या बोलने को इसका
अबोत बेटे चुपचाप क्या घंटे का इंसाफ देश कैसे होगा साफ इनकी नियत में है दाग सिर्फ करते
छोटे में को लगा था को रैपिंग का बहुत शौक है करके
इसको रैप बोलते हैं
ये देख मेरी गाड़ी मेरे जूते ये देख दारू छोकरी
सफीना तुम्हें कुकिंग आती है
नहीं लेकिन अगर सब कुछ सही रहा एक दिन मैं आपका लिवर ट्रांसप्लांट कर सकती
हूं सो या गली बॉय इट्स ए फिल्म अबाउट रणवीर सिंह'स कैरेक्टर मुराद एंड हिज डे टू डे लाइफ लिविंग इन मुंबई like a slum in Mumbai. It explores his aspirations of wanting to escape the slum. And initially it's through getting a college education as an accountant and moving out with his mom, who is also in like a terrible situation with her husband and his brother. So that is one aspect of it. But you come to realize that he's actually a pretty gifted rapper, and soon his life takes a turn when he meets another rapper played by Bollywood newcomer Siddhant Chaturvedi, who's MC Sher in the movie, and how his life has changed once MC Sher says, hey, you should rap, like, you shouldn't be afraid of it. So, mm-hmm. and it also explores Alia Bhatt's character.
This movie was very similar to like 8 Mile mm-hmm. and like those underdog rap yeah. like hip hop films. Sure. It was so good. Mm-hmm. I had no idea there was such a big like underground rap scene in India,
mm-hmm.
But there is. And this film, I believe, was based on two Mumbai. MCs.
Yeah. So the movie is based on the story of Divine and MC Nazy. So they're also from Mumbai, mm-hmm. and MC Nazy was the rapper who's Murad's equivalent, and Divine is MC Sher.
Sure, yeah.
So it's based on their life, and it's also, again, I think it's one of the new, like, realistic dramas.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't find it that melodramatic, and I was really surprised by it because it's been a while since I saw 8 Mile, but I found 8 Mile to be pretty like melodramatic at times. So I went into this movie going, oh, it's gonna be like Indian 8 Mile, could be fun, and yeah, I was really surprised at how realistically chose to portray mm-hmm. the story. So.
Yeah, Zoe Akhtar and Rima Kakti. They are so good with dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, that getting that like realistic aspect. Like him growing up in the slum, like the slum isn't like, I don't know, exoticized. Like it's just like, oh yeah, this is a crappy situation, whatever. Yeah. But there is this one scene where there's like a slum tour happening and they're bringing like frangies into their house, and they're like, oh, look at these poor people. That's totally a thing that happens. It happens in Thailand and stuff too. And this one guy, white guy's like, oh, you listen, he sees a shirt. Nas. He's like, oh, you listen to Nas.
And then like he just starts rapping Nas's song. I forget which one, but it was like one of the best scenes in that movie because it's just like the greatest thing to show like the idea that, oh, you don't know Nas, it's just wear the shirt because he found it somewhere. But he's like, no, I'm a fan. And he does it so casually too. He's just like sitting on his like bed and just rapping it like ever so casually.
I was like, wow, he speaks English. There's some really great scenes in this film. So there's the character of Sky, played by Kalki
Kochlin.
And she's like a, you know, typical artist, like believes you can kind of get like reach success no matter what your circumstances are.
Yeah.
But there's this part where Murat goes to her house and then he's in using her bathroom. And then he like measures the bathroom, and it's like such a quiet moment, very small moment in the film, but you know, like he's judging how big the bathroom is versus how big his house is.
Yeah,
and that was like a really good scene. Mm-hmm. Like those type of scenes aren't really common in Bollywood films. They love melodrama more and big dialogues, and you know,
yeah, for sure.
Lines like that, but that was like a really quiet moment, but you know in that moment what was happening.
There's another scene where Murat gets a job as a driver, and he's driving around this, you know, sort of stereotypically rich girl from Mumbai, and she's like upper class and upper caste and whatever, and he's like driving her and she's crying about something, like breaking up with her boyfriend or something, like a disagreement with her friend. And you can see it in Murat's eyes that he wants to comfort her and like ask her, like, is everything okay? But he's told by his dad who got him the job, like, oh, you don't talk to them. You just drive them around. Mm-hmm. Don't like worry about their lives. And it really highlights, hey, it's a really good characterization because you realize, oh, he's like a sweet guy and is a soft person and he wants people to be happy. At the same time, it highlights the sort of divide, the class divide. And yeah, and it precedes the song Duri, which means distance between, like a long distance between people. So, and it's really clever because it happens inside of a car, which is like the smallest space you can imagine. Yeah, it's there's like these moments that really stick out to me from the movie.
Yeah.
Ji, yeh aapko kamra kaun sa hai? Akela, modi ke haath mein apni taraf se nazar dete. 101 rupaye.
पुलिस वाले हो के बागी दोबारा मत ही पूछियो भाइयों की राइफल जल्दी पूरा मान जाता है.
The last film we have different choices. For me, because I haven't actually seen the film Encore's talking about. I don't. Have you seen my film?
War? Nope.
No.
Sorry.
No. So we haven't seen each other's films, and we like them for different reasons. So I'm gonna hand it off to Encore to talk about his film, and then I'll talk about mine.
All right, so the movie that I selected as my different choice is Son Chidiya. It's a 1980 set dacoit western directed by Abhishek Chaubey, written and directed by Abhishek Chaubey, who previously had done the two Ishqiya films and Urta Punjab, which are three of my favorite Bollywood films from the past decade or so. And I think he's one of my favorite filmmakers because his stories are A, very original, and B, very steeped in the politics of India. Yet at the same time, he doesn't make them the big aspect of the film. Usually it's the genre of it. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't come as a surprise to me that he's been an assistant to Vishal Bhardwaj, who is also another great filmmaker who takes genres and tells very timely stories about politics in India and like stories about caste and gender and makes like these really great entertaining films. Son Chidiya is about a group of dacoits, and dacoits are like, you could say, like rebellious quasi militias in India, and they usually operate in places that are rural, but sort of like places in Madhya Pradesh where this film takes place, Bihar, UP, Uttar Pradesh, and it's really a story about a... It's hard to describe the story because it's it goes into spoiler territory very easily, but the gist of it is the dacoit group is on the run from the police, and because of a heist gone wrong, and they're going through town to town trying to get money and trying to escape the clutches of the police, who are really, really on them. And while they're doing that, they come across Bhumi Pernikar's character, and she's trying to transport a girl from her village, from her family actually, who's been sexually assaulted by the head of the family. So it's really about a lot of things simultaneously, about gender, about caste, about class, again, very timely topics, but it's still a movie that's like a Western. It's still like a road adventure film in some ways. Again, very gritty, very dark at times, very brutal, but very like beautifully shot. The language is also very much very local language of like Madhya Pradesh. So yeah, I really love this movie. And it came out like, I think for 2 weeks, it didn't do so well. I caught it on like the last day it was showing in Calgary. I feel very lucky because I keep like recommending this movie to everyone because it's so good.
And yeah, I missed it, and I've heard only good things, so I'm sure it would probably be on my list had I seen it, but I have to be honest to what I've seen.
Yeah,
so.
Not for sure.
All right, so my film, ironically, this is the reason I picked this film is not because it's necessarily good, it's because I enjoyed it, which there's a difference.
That's fine. That's fine.
So, War.
What the hell is going on, Colonel Uthra?
Kabir is gone rogue, ma'am.
Kabir is our best. Isse pehle wo kuch aur kare, kill him. Koi to hoga jo Kabir tak pahunch sake.
Kabir ko mujhse zyada koi nahi pehchanta. Uska agla kadam kya hoga? I understand.
This is directed by Siddharth Anand. He was famous for Bang Bang, the Night and Day movie, or
remake.
Yeah. I was going to say cover, but remake. So this film follows an Indian soldier named Khalid, played by the very muscular Tiger Shroff, who's assigned to eliminate his former mentor, Kabir, played by the very attractive for the Russian, who's gone rouge, a rogue rouge. Who's gone rouge?
Rouge.
Is assigned to eliminate his former mentor Kabir, played by Hrithik Roshan, who's gone rogue. Okay, so I won't lie, the movie is not at all great. The storyline makes no sense, but it looked really good. Like it was. Great action scenes, like everyone looks great, a lot of muscles. It's definitely like a popcorn movie, like it's an entertainer, but I honestly thought it was really campy, which was good. Like it, I don't know, it was like a very enjoyable bad movie for me. You finally got to see like a Hrithik Tiger dance off, which has been like a big thing because they're both big dancers, and like Hrithik's now getting on in years, and Tiger's the new kid on the block, just like the movie. So they have to do a dance off. But there was, and I don't think this was intended, but I've heard other people make the same comment, so I don't think I'm that wrong. There is a gay subtext in this film between Tiger's character and Hrithik. Okay, so Ankur, you're gonna have to watch this film and confirm in her next episode, but the scene where Tiger's character sees Hrithik for the first time oh my god, Hrithik comes out of this helicopter in slow motion, you know, his you know, his muscles are bulging out of his t-shirt, he's just walking in slow-mo, and then Tiger is just looking at him for a good minute, the scene lasts a minute, and just watching him, and it's just like, whoa, someone turned the heat on in here. I don't blame him, though. Hrithik looked very good in this film.
And would you say it's like India's answer to Moonlight?
I don't know about that. Yeah, Moonlight had, like, I don't know, car chases in the middle of the North Pole. I think it was the North Pole. I don't know.
Yeah.
This movie does travel to many locations across the world, so you get all those fun, you know, you can go on vacation without actually going on vacation. Just nice. Watch these people go. I enjoyed that Hrithik is playing a character who's, like, I guess around the same age as him.
Yeah,
so he has like a bit of gray in his hair. Yeah. Or I guess they try and make it gray, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he's doing stunts that like no one at any age is able to do. But regardless, like, it made me appreciate his character a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And like the film, honestly, like it was all right. Like up until like the last bit when the story just takes a totally different turn and makes like no sense. It was like, it was all right. But yeah, it was just like a fun film. Like it was not bad, that bad that I was just like, oh, I can't enjoy how stupid it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, it was fun. It was more fun than it was stupid. It was interesting though, like this film and like a lot of films this year focused on like Indian nationalism, fighting for your own country. This was the more like, I don't know, blockbuster version of it.
Yeah.
But that was like a very big trend this year.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's that's why I enjoyed War. It's on my list. Like I said, it was really hard to make my list, so I had to put this one on here.
Yeah.
But I highly recommend it. Go watch. Like, overall, we had some really interesting, like, actors come on this scene. Like, the man who plays MC Cher in Gully Boy. I'm really excited to see where he goes. Because for a debut, that was so impressive. Like, he was able to, like, when he was in the scenes with Ranbir Singh, he was able to kind of take the lead, which his character is supposed to do. And it's really hard to do that when you're paired across someone who's, like...
Yeah, for sure.
Ranbir Singh.
Yeah, he was very, like, confident and comfortable as a character and, like, who he was.
Yeah.
And I think he... Yeah, it'd be great to see which...
Super, like, notable performance, and I'm really excited to see where he goes. The director of Article 15, interesting. I'm excited to see the sort of films he'll continue to make, because from Thus to Article 15, he's had quite the journey.
For sure.
So it'll be interesting.
I think, it's same goes with Abhishek Chaubey for me. I'd like to see where he goes. There are other filmmakers that I love, Vishal Bhardwaj and Anurag Kashyap, Vikram Aditya Motwani, Ashwini Iyer Tiwari. Oh, I want to see their new movies because I really like their first few movies.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like a end note. Even though like the movies we discussed were, you know, not the biggest box office draws and stuff, I think they were still appreciated, both critically in the awards and even like audience members team seem to show up to these movies, and it's really great because it shows like a hopeful view of what people want from Bollywood, and that's always great. And you know, it's not the Kabir Singhs, your Uris, the Wars. Even though you had that last movie on your list. It definitely gives you a glimpse of like what's coming, and that's great. And in terms of just like the films that we love, definitely highlighted issues, the distresses, the pain, Joy and the various like issues facing common people in India. Movies like Article 15, movies like Article 15 and Son Chidiya explored gender and caste issues in rural Indian communities. Chichore and Gully Boy, in their own ways, explored dreams and aspirations of people in India and how the nature of life can change, and showed them in more realistic ways than we've seen before. And then finally, a movie like Dream Girl, you know, continues that trend of exploring topical issues, but through a lens of like a comedy of manners in middle class India. And movie like definitely explored ideas of like what masculinity is, the strict, narrow understandings of it and whatnot. And yeah, and even though we mostly focus on Bollywood and we'll try to do better this year, regionally cinema too, like there were some great movies that came out this year. Kumbali Nights from Kerala, Tulet and Super Deluxe from Tamil Nadu. All these movies were getting like a lot of praise from people like Anupam Chopra and filmmakers like Anurag Kashyap, and even cricketers like Ravichandran Ashwin were talking huge about these movies and loving them and like promoting them. And even a movie like Amis, which came from Assam, played at SIFF this year, and that was like a really interesting film from what I've heard. And it's always like regional cinemas and like independent cinemas in India that gives you a better understanding. I don't want to say better understanding, but a more realistic understanding of what's happening in India. So yeah, I'm really hopeful for this year.
Yeah, let's hope 2020 is a better year for the movies in India, or in Bollywood, I should say. But with that, thank you for listening. So yeah, listen to us monthly on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at PKP Podcast. For episode suggestions or general inquiries, send us an email at pkp.podcast@gmail.com. So yeah, thank you again, and we'll catch you next month.
Bye.